Democrats have not had a lot of good news since Donald Trump returned to the White House, but elections in Wisconsin and Florida last night are giving them some glimmers of hope and Republicans some cause for concern. To help us unpack all of this, NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi there.
Hey there.
So, Democrats won a race in Wisconsin. They lost two in Florida. So how much hope could Democrats really take away from what happened last night?
Well, the candidate that Democrats endorsed in the Wisconsin judicial race, Susan Crawford, won by 10 points. And that's in a state that went for Trump by a point in 2024. You know, Republicans did win the two special elections for congressional seats in Florida, but these are very conservative districts. And Democrats cut into the margins there pretty significantly. Margins are what matter in special elections. You know, the party that consistently overperforms in them leading up to midterms usually does pretty well in them. You know, that's all big for a party like Democrats that have been reeling, really, since Trump came into office. Democrats have seen their lowest favorability ratings ever in recent polling in the 20s. So they'll take what they can get right now. And importantly, Wisconsin was something of a rejection of Elon Musk.
Yeah, and to that point, Musk, who has, of course, been at Trump's right hand since he was sworn in, he played a big role in this race. What has the reaction been like today?
Yeah, Trump ignored it on social media. Musk himself was clearly peeved. He said he never really expected to win and that a voter ID measure that was passed was really the important thing. Hard to believe, really, though, because he spent $20 million on the race. And when he went to the state, I mean, he went there to promote the conservative candidate before the election, he said that the, quote, entire destiny of humanity could rest on the judicial race. Talk about raising the stakes.
Right.
So I think he cared a little bit about winning this race. And we're now seeing some local Republican officials publicly questioning whether it was a good idea for Musk to play in the race at all. For Democrats, few things have upset them more since Trump became president than all the haphazard firings and cuts to the federal government that Musk has led with DOGE, his informal Department of Government Efficiency. Polls have shown Musk and DOGE to be unpopular. And this Wisconsin race was affirmation of that for Democrats, that they feel like they can run against what he's been doing. And there are probably lots of Republicans in Congress privately pretty happy about what happened in Wisconsin.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, they've been facing a lot of tough questions from constituents at town halls. So much of it has been about DOGE. I'm sure lots of them would be thrilled to see Musk take a step back and be less of a face of Trump's agenda, especially since he's also been out there calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme and saying that entitlements probably have to be cut. Those are the kinds of things that are political kryptonite normally, and they really run contrary to Trump's own messaging. A lot of people really do support the idea of cutting the federal government, but in a more measured and targeted way.
Is there any evidence to suggest that Trump is going to break with Musk?
Well, Musk's appointment already has a rough end date. The special government consultant role he has expires after about 130 days, which would be the end of next month. Reading the tea leaves here, that may stick because considering, you know, Musk has adjusted his public language about the cuts. He's gone from parading on the stage with a chainsaw to saying that the team is simply aiming for targeted cuts. Wisconsin makes it that much easier for Trump to cut ties with Musk and say that that was the plan all along, if that's what he winds up deciding to do.
I'm wondering if there is a lesson that Democrats can learn here about what kind of message led to results like those we saw in those elections last night and whether this can be replicated.
Well, I think, you know, this is less about a framing of progressive versus moderate or center versus left, which we hear all the time, as opposed to realizing these off-year elections are about, in many ways, firing up your base of voters. And right now, Democratic voters want people they think are going to fight for their morals and for their values. So it's really about fighting versus acquiescence. And Wisconsin Democrats will tell you that their candidates did just that, whether it was Susan Crawford, you know, the judicial candidate standing up for abortion rights, or the state school superintendent who won her election fighting for against the closure of the Department of Education. It's especially important in midterm elections when turnout is lower than presidentials. And again, energy is most important.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You got it.